Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wednesday afternoon, and we always visit with Alex Rich from Y98. Susan here, Fred the Hall of Famer, Ethan Hannaford as well. Ethan just made me laugh because, and I was telling Fred this on Monday. You know, let's say, just for example, this is very likely to happen. Let's say Eric Schmidt ends up being president of the United States, right? Fred, you know that Eric had his humble beginnings on the Mark Reardon Show.
Right.
He credits that all the time. He was the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show. So he's probably going to feel obligated to pay his friend Mark back at some point if he becomes president. And then I would be nominated for a cabinet position. Wouldn't you think that that's likely to happen?
I think so.
Right. Here's the problem. I could never get confirmed. And you know why? It's not because of anything in my background or anything like that. There's no way I could sit through a hearing and not be able to pee every 20 minutes. I don't know how they do
it.
I thought it was going to be because you'd be mad and blow up at everybody.
Well, that would happen too.
Calm.
Hey, but you know my bladder.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally, I was watching Pete Hegseth drinking water yesterday. I'm like, I would never be able to do it. I'd be so nervous, first of all. I'd have to take 15 minutes in. I'm like, I got to pee. 20 minutes after that, I'd say, I got to pee again. That's
Mark,
basically.
On the golf course, he's bad.
Well, so you know that, right?
I mean, it's every hole.
Is there, you could be Secretary of Bladder Control.
There we go.
There you go.
Something like that.
I knew it was bad because. Because when you texted me to take over on the board for a second, you know, you texted all caps P.
Yeah.
That's how I knew.
Well, that's what made me laugh. So, yeah.
It's a subtle man.
During Sue's news, I said, Ethan, jump on over here. I usually go to the top of the hour. This is way TMI. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
So, a couple things about the game last night, which was outstanding. But during the game, did anyone watch it in the room?
Mm-mm.
Okay. My friend Ken Dubinsky's coming in here, and he'll have something to say about this. It was one of those weird things. Maybe the only way I can explain it is if you're listening, I hear responses and feedback from the listeners every once in a while. If you listen to the Odyssey app, I'm hoping this isn't happening right now, but Sue, we've had complaints from people that have said it's the same commercials that run over and over and it drives me crazy, right? So last night, that was essentially happening on ESPNU. They must have had, we call it inventory,
sure,
you know, commercials.
Yeah.
And admittedly, at the start of the year, even 97.1, Ethan knows this because I'll look up and we sometimes have 3 or 4 minute breaks and maybe there'll be a minute, so it's a little short. But they were running the same damn promos every time out, every break. One of them was for the Australian Open. The other was Joe Buck's voice coming on talking about the Chiefs game. But I mean, it was to the point where we had to mute the television.
Oh,
it was that bad.
What
because
did you watch your game through? What, YouTube TV?
YouTube or TV on ESPNU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that's a thing on there.
It was awful. I mean, I don't know how. I'm telling you, for anyone who was listening last night, they were driven crazy by that. So then the other thing that happened, this was a rare moment where they had a different commercial on, right? So this was one of the commercials. And I was a little surprised by this one. And maybe I should know about this. You know, you have Instacart from Schnucks, and do you have Instacart from Deerberg's too?
I don't know.
Walmart has Walmart Plus, right?
Oh, okay.
So it's similar to Instacart.
Target has shipped.
Is that what they have?
That's Targets, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said with a P right there?
Mm-hmm. With a PT.
I was making sure because it sounded something else. But this is what I heard last night. I recorded this in my living room, so you might hear.
Local news can come at you fast.
Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Here, you know, some people in the background. I have no idea.
Oreo scurries.
Walmart Plus in home with the Nielsens. I've been delivering orders to the Nielsens for about a year. They're pretty busy, so sometimes they're home, and sometimes it's just me and Frankie. Walmart Plus in home members get orders delivered free and put away by trusting.
All right, so it's hard to hear. Walmart Plus in home members. So they're saying that you are going to have an associate, that's what they call them, associates from Walmart, deliver your food, but also come inside your home and put it away. Oh, hell no. Are you kidding me?
What?
Yeah, that's what they're selling.
Sounds
for so
criminal.
Much a month. Because the woman, the audio is terrible, but the woman says, hey, sometimes it's just me and the dog, right? And they show her putting things away in the refrigerator. I'm sorry.
No.
But there's not a chance in hell I would do that. And no. I shop at the Walmart in High Ridge, and I love my Walmart, but I'm not going to trust an associate from Walmart to come into my home and put things away.
Honestly, I don't think I'd trust you to come into my home to put things away the right way.
Should you.
Honestly. Yes. I mean, come on. To what point have we gotten to that other people are putting our groceries and things away for us when we're not home too?
And here's the scary part is it's probably, you know, there's a whole different level of vetting process that should
exactly.
go into making hires for those people. Now, maybe they'll start hiring specifically for those positions. But if these are people that already just work at Walmart, they're probably not going to get vetted specifically for
that. It's probably the same background check you got to do to buy a gun.
Well, look, they say in-home trusted delivery. So you would think, but I'm thinking, is that really something that people... Look, again, I shop at Walmart. I'm not an elitist, right? I am an elitist, but I shop at Walmart. Let me clarify
that.
Thank you
for that clarification. Okay. All right.
But my point is I'm not just...
Store?
Well, that's right. I'm not just ripping on Walmart, but I kind of am because I'm thinking, Walmart, I don't know if I want... I don't know. It's just, I'm not sure.
What do you say? Like if Pottery Barn offered something?
If Schnucks want to deliver or Deer Birds want to deliver in your home?
In home? I just don't
like,
I don't
is there
like
a difference
concept.
Between Whole Foods and the Walmart
Probably,
people
but
delivery?
Can,
you know?
In someone's mind, yes.
This is a liability nightmare.
Yes.
Either that person will hurt something on the way in, even if they don't rob you blind, if they trip and fall, or if they, you know, screw up your refrigerator, or they, you know, leave marks on your carpet. I don't see how it's possible.
I wonder if they met about this and actually talked through it. It based on what Sue just said, it doesn't sound like they even thought of some of these things.
You know, I think that's a good idea, though, Sue, what you said. You know, if they mar up your carpet or scratch your refrigerator, because I'm getting blamed for all that stuff anyway.
Yeah,
so now
they
I
did
someone
it.
New
yeah.
to blame.
Exactly.
You can
blame it
Sue,
on someone.
Sue's so upset about this, she just kicked over a trash can.
Yes, I did.
I noticed that. And then one more thing that I wanted to mention here this afternoon, because I post these videos, and sometimes they're very fun, and I had one that I put on Twitter yesterday of my bunny that was just amazing because he was doing Olympic-caliber moves. But I have created... an Instagram account for the bunny.
Oh, no, have you?
And we only have two followers at this point. I couldn't. I tried to do like Oreo the bunny. That was taken. Uh-huh. I tried Oreo _ the bunny. That was taken. Anything that was like
Wait
Oreo the rabbit.
All of these are taken.
Well, there's millions and millions of people that are on Instagram.
Yeah,
people
have a lot
bunnies.
Of Oreos yeah. the bunny.
Well, Good because bunny a Dutch bunny is black and white.
Oh,
or
yeah.
perhaps I think some of them are brown and white. So the name is kind of a natural because of the black and white. So here's, we call him kind of Oreo Smorio. You know, we say that. So here it is. Oreo Smorio the Bunny on Instagram. I may be able to change that, but at this point, I didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to create the name. So
I like
Oreo
it.
Smorio the Bunny on Instagram. We have two followers at this point.
What type of content?
I'm expecting by the end of this hour, we'll have three followers.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in the audience that someone out there is going to follow Oreo Smorio the Bunny. Jeannie Sullivan will do it. I know
yeah,
that's
she
that's
will.
I can spell
plus.
Oreo. How do you spell Smorio?
Same way.
Just an S-M
the same way.
Just
yeah.
S-M-O-R-E.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a little rhyming
more.
Are
you
like
one of the two followers?
With an O at the end?
I'm not one of the two followers.
You're not one of the two?
No, I haven't even right. followed yet because from my other account.
Okay.
I should.
Yeah, you
I
are
will.
Your two yeah.
Come on, there's your three.
There's the third.
Oreo Smorio the Bunny. Follow. We're going to turn him into mm-hmm. a star. Alex, you said you walked in here today
yeah, well,
with a
I
big
gotta,
smile on your face saying you have a big story.
I do because, you know, this one made me chuckle a little bit. I figured this room would get a little bit of a kick out of it. But Annie and I, we go to the Fox quite often. And a buddy of mine calls me last week and he tells me, hey, I've been meaning to tell you this story. We have been talking and we noticed, like, he's telling me, he says this to his wife, and he says, I told Brooke, you know, Annie and Alex are going to the Fox an awful lot, but they see the same damn show over and over and over again, and why? What is this show they keep seeing? And she's like, you're crazy. The Fox rotates shows every few weeks. There's no way over 3 month span they've seen the same show five times. He's like, you're wrong. I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Right.
They have seen the same show five times. She's like, no, the last thing they saw was Chicago. It was In and Out, you know?
Right, right, right.
And he said, no, they keep seeing this thing called Playbill.
Oh my gosh.
No, that is not real.
Oh
I swear,
my
dude.
Gosh.
There is no way that that's real. It's a great punchline. Come on, Alex.
Dude, I'm telling you, and I think Elliot's probably listening right now,
that
but man, he told us this. We got the biggest kick out of it, and I'm thinking like, okay, by the fifth, sixth time, if you think I'm seeing Playbill, weren't you curious what Playbill was about that I liked it so much we were going back for more?
That's, yeah.
That so every time we, I guess, we post the first of all, he's never been to the Fox, clearly, or out of his home. But second off,
is this guy invited to the wedding by any chance?
He'll be there. You can have a conversation. But I guess he just, you know, Playbill at the top of the Playbill.
I would love to hear the explanation that his girl gave.
Wouldn't
That's
you?
What I yeah.
Well, she said some people just grow up in different tax brackets, unfortunately.
Do you keep the Playbills?
We take pictures of them
because you can find those at like estate sales for like $10.
Yeah, people
shot,
do collect these. Yeah,
I try to keep them for Alexa in particular for the shows that she's seen.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I figured you'd get a
That's
kick
a great
out of it.
Story.
Isn't that a good one?
That is a good story. Yeah. By the way, it's just something funny. The Power Radio. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for following. My wrist keeps buzzing nonstop.
Oh, how many?
Because I have Instagram, you know, hooked up with the Apple Watch. So it's Oreo Smorio the Bunny has got a lot of followers now. Maybe 15. No, I think it might be more than that. But thank you for
following Oreo Smorio
the Bunny. Hey, Fred, I was thinking about you. One more thing I wanted to close the loop on here real quick. And I'm being serious about this because I was so impressed last week when we shared the story on Thursday or Friday of Fred and what you did with Wrestling at the Chase. And Alex, I don't know if you know this story. So in synopsis form, explain for the listeners who didn't hear it and what Alex might not know about this too.
In the mid to early 70s, I was a teenager.
Sure.
And I was big into Wrestling at the Chase. I never went to them. I always watched them on TV. So I decided to just do reporting and covering all the matches. So I put together and published a bulletin or a newsletter that I sent out to subscribers, and several were in other countries. For several years, letting people know what was going on in the wrestling capital of the world.
I mean, he would watch these and write down every move.
Wow.
Dick the Bruiser did blah, blah to the other, whoever he was fighting against, and move took him down.
Two things. I'm totally just thrown back by this, but I'm also thrown back by the fact that the name you just came up with was Dick the Bruiser.
Dick the Bruiser. He was
well,
one
that was
of
a
them.
Great wrestling name. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me with the Crusher? But here's what I was thinking, and I don't know why I've been focused on this, friend. You can believe me or you can choose not to believe me, but honestly, I've been thinking about that story a lot, and because I love it when people have passions and when they try to follow their passion, they try to do something like that. And here I am as a parent of a 10-year-old, all right? And I got the older kids, too. But, man, I'm fighting this screen time and stuff like that. I'm wondering, I put on headphones when I was maybe 11 years old at my stereo, and I'm like, I was listening to these guys in Chicago at WLS. I'm like, I want to do this, right? And I started trying to do it. And I started on the radio when I was 15. And I was focused at that young of an age on my passion, right? But I wonder, I know there's some kids that do this. I wonder how many kids out there do something like that. Innovative, Fred, taking on themselves, because that's what you had to do. You had to be creative like that.
Maybe kids do it today with like Instagram or something like that. They want to be a social.
Well,
yeah, but you weren't doing it for the monetary value, right?
No.
I think that takes it even a step further. Now, yeah, there's kids trying to start a young business or whatever. And a lot of this Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff, at the end of the day, like a lot of these people are starting to do that because they see.
I hope so.
They're trying to make money off of it, but you got to respect that Fred was just doing it for the hustle.
I just love the creativity in it, and in the work that I'm just telling you, the work that he put into that paid off later in life for what he even has had success in becoming a Hall of Famer. All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with a little bit more. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.